Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 75, number 75, season 2 of To The Ring Podcast. Puff, who's number 75 out there?
Well, I mean, probably, it's not a really famous number. There's been a few guys, but Toronto Maple Leaf, well, I guess right now, Toronto Marley, Ryan Reeves, our enforcer this year, he's number 75. Probably the most famous guy wearing it right now. The thing I remember was 75 in hockey was the 75th anniversary for the NHL. And I think it was like 93 or something, because it was during a Leaf big playoff run. And they'd have the 75 on their their jerseys for the,
I remember that.
For the thing. And I definitely remember that being a thing. And those were a deep playoff run, which I'm hoping the blue and white can pull off again this year.
Yeah, that would be good. I was at the Marlies game 2 weeks ago. So probably just after we recorded the last one, we did a parent skate before the Marlies game.
Oh, nice.
On Marlies ice. Then watched the Marlies game with Clive's team, hoping to see Ryan Reeves, but he was in the program, but he wasn't on the ice. So I don't know. He didn't play.
Yes. I think I don't think it's very well known, is the Leafs take advantage of their financial flexibility with the farm team. They basically have almost two teams down there. So there's a lot of times guys are sitting out. They sit out a lot of players.
Right.
Because they just have that ability to carry that bigger roster.
Yeah. And Ryan Reeves, he is like, he's one of the guys that only wears like no mask. He's like one of the last players to wear no mask. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. But, you have to wear one in the AHL. It's one of their rules. So he wore, he's wearing one right now, but it literally is above his helmet and it's faced up. So he can basically not, it's protecting zero of his face. It's protecting more of his helmet than his actual face.
I'm not too sure what episode it was a while back, but if I ever did make the NHL, which is never going to happen, I would wear a full mask. Again, I would be the first player to wear full mask.
I am right there with you. So if I beat you to the league, I will be the pioneer of this. I do not understand it. I say it to the guys that I work with all the time. Why are people not wearing full masks, full cages? It makes no sense. And they look at me like I have two heads. So it's going to take a very brave player to do it.
Yeah.
And one does it, I think you're going to see more. I know.
I think safety is cool. Call me weird. Yeah. I think safety is cool. Yeah.
I don't need
to do anything unsafe. Yeah. Me neither. I like my teeth.
Yeah, I don't want to take a puck in the cheek and blow up my face when I don't have to.
Back in the day, I was hit by a golf ball once, and that hurt so much. I can only imagine how much. I was driving in a golf cart because I used to work at the Toronto Golf Club when I was younger, and I was driving down beside a fairway, and a guy hit off the tee box, and it just came and hit me right on my thigh as I was driving in the golf cart and left a welt. The size of a dinner plate on my like thigh. Oh yeah, killed. Crushed. Like huge, big black circle on my thigh for weeks.
Did you get a tip at least? Was there a little something extra?
But random. No, never got tips. The Toronto Golf Club, great golf course. All they didn't really want to associate with the staff there. Very private kind of type of club. Oh, you know, wow. Staff didn't really. Yes. Interact with the members, but quick story. Well, not fun, actually. Sad story, interesting ending is one day we were working there and down at the end of the, I don't know how we got on this topic, but at the end of the fairway early in the morning, sometimes some of the old golfers would go out and get out before we got to cut the grass. And that was fine. It was a private club. They would get out before the lawn crew came out.
Yep.
Even though we were early, we were like 5 in the morning, 5:30, they'd get out and just try to beat us in a race. Anyway, one time we're looking up and we looked down at the green. And we see, you know, something down there, and it looks like a garbage bag. It actually looks like one of the guys before us in the cart lost a couple bags of garbage or something. We went down, and unfortunately, it was a guy who had a heart attack on the course, and we had to I was with three other guys, and one of the guys I was with knew some CPR. He jumped down, helped him out, called the ambulance. Ambulance came. Unfortunately, he did not survive. And he passed away. But the next day. Hit or the next 2 days, maybe after the shock, his wife, who who was also a member there, bought us kegs of beer for us to have a keg party for trying to help him.
That's terrific.
We did receive it.
I mean, terrible for her, but
terrible reason why we got it. And I know it's a random story, but people listening are gonna be like, what kind of story is this? But we did interact with a couple members.
No.
And they got us kegs and we had a keg party.
I like hearing that.
So coming back to golf, or leaving golf season, because we're not quite there yet, because we got some hockey season.
It's coming.
It's coming. Is, you know, I don't have much to update you on. So Ozzy's been out now for a while. We're done hockey. They're doing some skates and scrimmages once a week, but he's got ball hockey and some other, he had some swimming that got in the way and some other things. So he hasn't really been on the ice too much. We are doing, I have to leave the podcast shortly after we finish to go pick him up though, from the ghost station. Cause he is going to skate with the Port Credit Storm tonight. Who's his cousin's team, just for a little like fun cousin kind of skate tonight. So we're in Port Credit Arena.
Is this a tryout skate?
No, it's not a tryout skate or anything like that, because he's not playing on Port
Credit. He's making the move to Port Credit.
He's going to take a GO train every. No, but he'll be back on the ice today for the first time in a few weeks. And then, and his team's just, they're going through some changes. The Ted Reeve Thunder have had a couple people leave. Few more, it sounds like, or at least one more I know of, and so they're looking to rebuild. So it'll be interesting on like what happens throughout tryouts and stuff on new teams. So it'll be a new team, or you know, the dynamics of a new team with some new players, that always changes it up a bit. Which is, you know, change is good, change is exciting. You know, so we'll see what happens there. And then on Clive's team, you know, Clive is he had a game last night. They won against North Toronto. We were at this new arena, or a secret arena, I call it Phil White. Do you know that arena?
Never heard of it.
It's the Secret City Arena. It's over by like St. Mike's, like northwest of St. Mike's, tucked away in those houses over there.
Really?
Great old barn, great city barn. Like, it's got a little bit of like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. It's a city barn, really small, single pad, but nice facilities, beautiful location, like in a park, big old wood beams, you know, really nice old arena, city rink. It was, no one had ever been there before. I didn't even know this thing existed.
I've never heard of it. Why isn't this a rink in the mix?
I don't know, but even Mike Gordon, who is a referee on our team, like his son is on our team, and he's a GTHL ref, he didn't even know about it. And he's been like in every arena refing for years.
Wow. Is there any chance it's a brand new arena?
No, it's not a brand new arena.
Made it look old.
No, not at all.
It's part of a condo development.
It's not. It's been there for a long time, and it's in memory of Phil Wright Arena, who was I'll read it here. By the City of York Council, Ontario, October 3rd, 1988, in recognition of over three decades of dedicated public service performed by Philip White as councillor, mayor, and controller in the City of York, the Phil White Arena. That's when it was renamed in 1988.
If I'm Phil White, I'm pissed that this rink's not getting used.
I know.
I would want my barn getting used all the time at all hours of the night, and I'd want to make sure Live Barn was in there and it actually worked. That's what I
I didn't see a Live Barn. Phil White Arena, if anyone knows anything about it, but it was like everyone on the team was like, where is this place? We've never been here. But great arena. Check it out. New secret arena. Well, not new, just a secret arena no one seems to know about in Toronto. Phil White. And then we have a playoff sort of weekend next weekend where we'll do a bunch of games over the course of a couple of days. And then that's a wrap. Then we go to tryouts again and get ready for next season. And that's that.
GTHL,
and then
we're off the ball. Though.
What's that? Into the G. We jump into the G.
Yes. So that's not just your regular run of the mills tryouts.
No.
That's a big transition when you move to the GTHL tryouts from
100% and Double A.
Clever. Yeah.
We're going to try out for the Double A side of things, you know, which
that's awesome.
Is new for us too. So I get the reset button. I'm down at the very U10 league next year. And in a division I'm unfamiliar with, which is Double A. I've always, you know, Ozzy's been a Single A player, which is great. It's been fun. So we're looking forward to the change on all that, and that'll be fun. But that's it. You know, we're just kind of doing our thing. You, on the other hand, you guys are still in it. You guys are still running. The coach Tanya and the team have just been giving her. So why don't you give everyone an update there?
Well, I have to give Coach Tanya props. I know she's my wife, but she has done a terrific job with this group. We are in the city final for the fourth straight year. Somehow we have been decimated by injuries and suspensions, but this group of kids continue to battle through. This time they beat the Scarborough Young Bruins in the East final, 7-5. The clinching game was at Scarborough Centennial on Monday night, and I've never seen the rink so full. There was probably 300 people in there. The stands, if you've ever been to Scarborough Centennial, were absolutely packed. And all around the rink was packed, and the kids played unbelievable. They showed so much heart, and we were very proud of them. And so we've done it again. So they're back in the city final. They're going to play the Vaughan Rangers, the number one team in Ontario, in the city final again. I got a shout out. We've been so hit by injuries that we had three call-ups from the 2011 AA team. Jordan Borden, Victor Cowan, and Dion Tang, and the three kids playing a year up and a level. I mean, they're playing the city final, like the best teams in Toronto, and they have more than held their own. They've done a great job, and so it just shows the depth of the organization that we have at East with East Enders, yeah, that kids can step up and play so well, and the parents have been great. The kids have been great. Behavior, I have to say that I wasn't necessarily on my best behavior for game six. I was pretty ramped up, and I was giving it to the refs pretty good. But
the refs and the other team, or just the refs?
Not the I very rarely get involved with the other team. Behavior wasn't great always. I'm not going to say, but right. My behavior with the refs. Conclusion. Yes, my behavior with the refs was probably not the best in game six, but I'll be better in the city final.
Yeah. It comes with the territory as a ref, I think. You just got to know it's coming. As parents, your kids are out there. You see something, you're going to say something. I just feel like it just comes with the territory. So you have to kind of deal with it. Well, that's exciting. So the kids that you called up, though, do they.
Yes.
Also, are they still playing, or is their team over?
No, their team is playing in the Clancy. And so they
So these kids are playing well in the Clancy and then coming and playing your games.
Coming our games, yes. So we had one conflict so far, and they played both games back-to-back. They basically were at Herb Carnegie for a 6:30 game, and then they were down at Scarborough Centennial for, I think, an 8:20 game. They did make it on time. So those kids are playing a ton of hockey. So thanks to the
great experience
and the kids
for them.
But they seem to be having a great time. They're fitting in great, and they're doing what's being asked of them, and they're being a big part of it. So it's been really terrific.
That's wonderful. Well, good. Well, best of luck. So what is it, the same format, best to six? Is that how that works?
6-point series in the city final, mm-hmm. The same way. And because it's an OHF year, they're kind of hustling us through. Barrett's been hurt for, I think it's 3 weeks on Thursday that he's been hurt. And he's already missed as many games in the playoffs, or he's missed more now than he did last year's playoffs when he got hurt, and he made it back to before the East final. So they really pushed us through pretty quick. I think the kids have played 15 games in March.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's good.
So it's a lot. So
wonderful.
So
well, congratulations, but if we win, to you and the team.
Yeah. If we win it this year, it's OHF's in London. So that'd be exciting.
That's great. So if you win this, you go to London. When's that?
That's in October, mid-October. Mid-April, mid-April.
Like in April. No, all of a sudden you're mid-April. In another tournament.
Yes.
And then you play that in April.
Yes.
So you got to win the city final here over the next 10 days.
Yes.
And then immediately now you go down to London, Ontario for a weekend?
Yeah, I think it'd be a tournament weekend,
It's a playoff weekend.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's...
And then hold on, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
London, a team from Ottawa comes, a team from the North comes, a team from the West comes. Like, is that what makes up that tournament?
Yes. Yeah. London will be in it. The London Green, who they have a very strong team. They're, I think they're fifth or sixth ranked in Ontario. There'll be a team from the north that will come, probably Nickel City. And then there'll be, I think Milton won OMHA, so they'll be there. So there'll be, there's usually, I think, five or six teams. I actually think there should be more. I think that, I mean, selfishly, I think that the GTHL, with how big it is and how good the teams are, that the top two teams should make it to the OHFs.
Right.
But yeah. As of right now, it's still, you have to win the, just the one team makes it. So
interesting.
It's a tough one to make.
Right on. Well, with that, with all that hockey stuff, why don't we jump into why everyone listens to the pod, which is the stock market. What's up? What's down? The blue chips, the penny stocks, and we're at the end of the season. It's tariff day here too. So like, is there, you know, there's got to be some movement on the stock market here.
Oh, yes. Big day on the stock market today, boys. Big day. The bell is ringing. Everything's going. As you mentioned, it is the last edition of the stock market, and it's fitting that we start with the U16 AAA division, where last week the OHL Cup took place. The G was well represented with six teams in that tournament. Puffy, how did they do?
Well, Stoff, they did very well, as you would expect. I was able to catch some of the action last week at Scotia Pond. Large crowds filled both rinks, one and two, throughout the week. I managed to see four of the six GTHL teams in person, and they all performed to expectations. In the end, the top three teams all year long in the G made it to the semis, led by the regular season and playoff champion Don Mills Flyers. In the semifinal number one, DMF once again proved to be too much for the Toronto Titans, beating their rivals 5-1, with future top five OHL draft pick Charlie Murata scoring the game-winning goal. In the second semi, JRC beat up, they put up an eight spot in the Detroit Little Caesars, with potential number one overall pick in the upcoming draft, Cameron Warrens, collecting one goal and two assists. The final was played at Mattamy, the old Maple Leaf Gardens, and the game lived up to the hype. A wild first period where both teams scored twice set the stage for a memorable finish, with JRC scoring the game-winning goal with just 1:29 left on a great finish by Fisher Ishwarama from a Cameron Warren pass. Some controversy with the goal because JRC high stick was mistakenly waved off seconds before the game winner. A heartbreaking finish for the Flyers, who have been circling this OHL Cup all season long. Congrats to JRC, who put the disappointment of a first-round playoff exit behind them to go on a wild-card run to the OHL Cup championship.
Yes, congrats to JRC on that. Now, the Flyers in the NHL making a coaching change. You got to think, is that coming here after the disappointment, Buffy?
There probably should be. I think that I don't know if he'll be back, because I don't think the 2010 Titans have exactly the same kind of money.
Ah, I see. I see. Well, regardless, quite the finish to the U16 AAA season. We want to wish the best of luck to all those players at the upcoming OHL draft. Now, what else, Puffy, had you bouncing from rink to rink in these final days of the G season?
Well, Stoff, lots happening on and off the ice. The story of U16AA this year has been out west, where the Mississauga Rattlers were denied 14 wins due to bad paperwork. And now in the east, there's some controversy of its own. The top seed, Ted Reeve Thunder, are facing the third place Scarborough Ice Raiders. The series has been marred by suspensions. My sources have told me that Ted Reeve had a suspended player suspension extended by five more games because they were photographed watching a game they were suspended for from ice level. The hockey on the ice has been terrific. I was at Vic Village last night for game five with the Thunder playing for their playoff lives, and they came through in a big way, winning 5-0 over a very determined Ice Raiders squad. Game six goes Thursday night at Don Montgomery. The winner of game six will face the top seed in the West, Vaughan Panthers. Another series I have been enjoying, U14 single A in the East final, the top seed Leaside facing the third seed North Toronto. I've caught a couple games this series, and the games have been fantastic, especially game three, which ended in a 3-3 tie. Leaside took control of the series on Tuesday night with a 4-0 win at Vic Village to take 5-3 lead, but I fully expect North Toronto to go down fighting when they meet Friday night at Leaside Arena.
All right. Now, hold on. Just going back to that Ted Reeves with the suspended player. Do you know, Puffy, you took the picture?
I do not know who the picture was taken by, but I have heard a rumor that it was a Scarborough Ice Raider parent who took the picture.
But, so if you're suspended, you can't even watch the game? Is that the deal in the G?
You can watch the game.
Only on Live Barn.
It was down.
Well, Live Barn's been down a lot in these ranks. It is. You're allowed to watch from the stands, but you're not allowed to be at ice level or in the dressing rooms or near the benches.
Okay. Mm. So they take a picture of these players, like standing at the boards or whatever.
Yes, and
that's crazy.
And wow. And I guess it got petty. their.
Do you feel that's petty? Like
incredibly petty.
Okay. I didn't want to be alone in that comment. Yeah.
No. Incredibly.
I just can't wait for the Netflix doc to come out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be something else.
I don't get that. Like, I understand if there's a violent action on. I mean, we've had kids suspended in the playoffs, and you know when it's an illegal play, you take your suspension.
Yeah.
But something like that, where you're really, you know, it would be one thing if the suspended player was like going on their bench or something and taunting them. Okay, maybe then you could have a right to sort of say like, listen, this guy's. But to just have them watching or something. I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. But this is a story I've been told.
That's a rough goal. Now, finally, Puffy, the younger ages are making their way through the playoffs. Any big stories emerging there?
I have to say, Stoff, your Vaughn Kings are the dominant force of AAA in the 2011 age group and younger. In U14, the Kings marched through the playoffs, losing just one game all playoffs long, beating JRC in the final. The biggest surprise is U13. That's that division we've been talking about all year. Maybe the best in all of AAA as far as talent at the top of the level. And Vaughn Kings finished in sixth place in the regular season, and they squeezed through the first round of the round robin, but then took over in the second round, going 2-0-1, setting up a date with the top-ranked team in Ontario, the North York Rangers, the super team that everyone's been talking about all year. The Kings lost game one, 4-3, but then won three straight, including a 5-2 win in the clinching game to shock the minor hockey world. Also, at U11 and 12, the Kings have made it through the semifinals, so there is a possibility of them sweeping the 2011 to 2014 age groups. So the rest of the AAA G teams are on notice that the Kings are taking this over.
Nobody surprised on this end, that's for sure. It's the way it should be. All right, boys, I thank you for having me on. This concludes quite the first season, the debut season of the Stoff Market. Hope you had as much fun as I did. And we'll see what we're trading at next season.
Love the Stoff Market.
Thank you very much.
That's the final Stoff Market, I guess, eh?
Yep. Yeah,
because I guess we're going to do one more episode after this, which will be like sort of a season wrap episode.
Yeah, I think maybe a season wrap, a preview, look ahead to the summer kind of.
Yeah, we'll have to have
maybe like some tryout talk or something.
We'll have a little mini Stoff Market, I think, then.
Oh, for sure, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, crazy. That seems like super petty on the pitcher taking there and then getting a five-game suspension, which, again, I think is just this nuancy black-and-white rules, I'm sure, that the G implements and the G has to execute on. And now that player, that poor kid who's, like, what, 16? 15 years 15, old?
Yeah, 15, 16.
15
yeah.
years old is, like, he doesn't, you know, they – it's just – this stuff does drive me a little insane.
Yeah, there's been a few things with the Ice Raiders that have been involved with that have been a little bit greasy.
Yeah,
this year. So we'll
like a little grease here and there every so often, though, to be honest with you, Puff.
I mean, technically, I think they're playing by the rules. I think they've just been, it's been a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greasy
is what it is. So you don't get to watch many of the games coming up because you're heading out of town.
Yes, I'm heading out to Augusta, Georgia for the Masters.
To the Masters. So one of the perks in your job is, how many years in a row has this been for you now?
I think this is going to be, my first one was 2002, so 23.
23 years. of going to the Masters. You know, that's a lot of people's dream. You know that, right?
Yes.
To do that.
And it was for me too. I really wanted to go.
Yeah. But now you've been 23 times.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a couple of parents going on. We have one parent on our team going down. They won lottery tickets to go down, and they're very excited to go down. Adam Dunlop, he's heading down Thursday, tomorrow. And so I guess it's the practice rounds this weekend. Is that what it is? So you
practice rounds are Monday to Wednesday. And then
okay, so he's down for that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's quite excited to go for that. And then a good friend of mine, my lawyer, my personal lawyer, he's going down. He's been down a couple times because a friend of his has like access to tickets or whatever. But they, you know, they really, it's like a huge deal to go to the Masters. And now you get to, so you're heading back down there.
Yeah. And what become a tradition for me is watching the Tie Cats on Live Barn from Augusta. Because they've been in the city final the last 3 years.
Right.
So
this is old hat for you.
So my work colleagues will be thrilled to see me like not engaging in conversation because I'm locked in on a minor hockey game.
Yeah, you got a lot of extracurricular down there. You got to do obviously your job there. You got to watch Live Barn. If Live Barn's listening, hopefully the cameras are working. Yeah.
They need to display all the city final games at Scotia Pond or Chesswood. It's central for both. It's central, and also the cameras work there. It's set up. I have a feeling that Scarborough Centennial isn't getting fixed because it's not necessarily going to be an arena that's used next year, so they're not bothering with it.
And then you also, for those that don't know, you run the Rubber Boots podcast, or you're on the Rubber Boots podcast. You guys
I'm on it.
Masters episode.
Stoff
runs that. No. Yeah, you two are on this other Rubber Boots, and you guys usually do a Masters episode. So if those that are listening and you want another good podcast, listen to Rubber Boots. And
although I would say that the Masters episodes aren't necessarily the ones to transition.
They're infamous. Into. They're infamous for either being really good or really poor, is what I've heard.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well. So we'll see if you guys crank one of those out while you're down there. Do you guys have a house again?
Well. Yes, we do. We have a really nice house. We got a putting green. We have a pool. We'll have a good time.
In Augusta?
Yes. We're right near the course. Our house now, we used to stay in houses that were about 45 minutes away from the course. Now we're like 10. So that's awesome.
Nice. That's good. Hopefully no problems crossing the borders. Hopefully that's all okay.
Well, we are getting like an extra card, like media card, I think this year to carry down with us. And we've been told, what to say, but, I mean, 50-50, I end up in one of those ice prisons.
That's okay. Either way, hopefully they have Live Barn there.
Exactly. I'll be like, I'm fine. Just, can I get some streaming, some Wi-Fi?
Can I get some Wi-Fi? Well, that's good. That's good. Well, best of luck down in – when do you leave? You're leaving soon.
I'll leave Sunday. So the good news for me
practice rounds too. Yeah.
Is I will get to be at games 1 and 2 of the city final.
Of the city. When are those?
Although Austin's team, we're playing in a tournament this weekend at the Toronto Arrows Memorial Tournament. And there might be a conflict with the Saturday game, but I'm hoping that that won't be so we can watch them all.
Right on. So hockey is still very much alive in the Cameron house.
Yes, at least for a couple more weeks.
That's good. And then we get into ball hockey. We got the ball hockey. We got our ball hockey team all ready to roll here.
So Ozzie and Barrett are on the same team.
I saw that this year. That's good news.
Yes, so that means our team is loaded.
We can walk down to Withrow and have a couple pops.
Yeah, it's legal to drink in parks now, right?
It is legal to drink in parks.
Yeah.
As far as I believe. As far as I know, I mean.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, yeah. So, well, with that, Puff, I guess, you know, we're coming up to the end of episode 75. You guys are still going hockey strong. We are not. There's still lots of hockey being played in the G. We're at that critical time of year where we're a month out from tryouts. Lots of teams are trying to build their roster, trying to see what kids are going to go where, and see some movement. So that's always, you know, the interesting time of the year too. So that happens early May. right?
Late April for AAA, and then early May for it should all be done by early May. But right. I think there's a lot of moving parts.
I think there's a lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge that goes on. Based on what I can see,
I think there's some people with their fingers crossed when they're making these agreements.
So it's interesting. Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. I think, I don't know what's the right answer, to be honest with you, because like you want to recruit a team and, you know, I think some teams wait too long and can't get the players that they want. And other teams are making decisions and sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And, you know, you're trying to, I think some teams follow the rules and some teams don't. And it's hard to find who doesn't and who is and whatnot. So it's a real calamity. Is that a good word? I think it's a real calamity. Yeah, I think
but I don't think there's an easy solution to make it better.
Well, I think the easy solution is just to say, I guess the easy solution is like, it's a private organization, the GTHL. We all pay to be part of it. Why can't you just pick your team when you want to pick your team after the end of the season? Yeah. Like once you're signed, you're on the team. You should, I think, be able to just say, okay, like I'm going to start making choices for the team next year now. And you make your decisions. Like I don't, the fact that they have these tryouts and wait periods because of playoff runs and stuff, doesn't really matter. The coaches knew who they really want or who they're thinking is going to get the spots anyway. It just feels like a bit of a facade if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yeah.
Right. It's not like it's we pay to be part of it. It should just be, it'd just be easier on everybody. Just be like, you're on the team or you're off the team. And then you can go find out if you try to get on another team, I guess, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing I do hate, and it happens every year, is that you see teams will be like, oh, why'd that team go in the tank? What happened to them? And usually you'll find out it's that kids have either mentally they've started checking out because they know they're not going to be on the team the next year, or they know they're going to a different team and they're thinking about that team or worrying about that team. So I wish.
Yeah, sure. I think those situations happen, but
yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. You go.
No, I was just going to say, I just wish we could get through the season and sort of that stuff's handled a little bit more in the background and parents and the kids aren't affected by it. That maybe the parents are making those decisions, but the kids are sort of out of the loop a bit. That would be the best way
for me. Yeah. Yeah. I think there should be more of like, playoffs start here, you know, 10 days into playoffs, you can start picking your team or start talking about it. Something like that, just because like, you know, no kid's going to give up halfway through playoffs. And if that kid's giving up, they're not going to be on the team. Like, and I don't think as a coach, you're telling kids they're not on the team mid playoff either. You're going to wait.
I think the parents are taking them to other skates. And so the kids know something's up.
Yeah, for sure. But I also find like people go to other skates just to get in other skates and scope out shit with no real serious like intention on leaving or anything too, or going to another team. I do find that there's like, you know, the parent groups I talk to, like sometimes people just go do skates just to go get another skate in.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think it's harder to do it. We've never sort of done that really, because it's harder when you're the coach, because
is a whole different level.
Yeah. But I do get where parents go to just check stuff out. That's fine.
Yeah, like even tonight, like I said, like we're just having a fun.
I don't know. Scrimmage. This feels like Ozzy's making a move.
Your hockey
to the rink, brought to you by the Mississauga Hockey League.
Yeah, you have to. Oh, you have a game tonight at 8 in Milton, Ozzy. You got to leave on the GO train at 4. Your uncle will pick you up. Anyway, with that, okay, well, number 75, we got to pick a song of the week. Do you have, this won't be the last song, so you have one more week to pick the song, and let's make a deal for next year or next episode. Let's pick what we think will be the song of the summer. Okay. We're starting to feel some songs coming out, and we'll even give points to if you got the right artist. It may not be the right song yet, but you know the artist is dropping some hot music. So let's just do a regular one. And then next one, you got to think about what's going to be the song of the summer. So this one, Puffy, what's your song of the week this week?
My song of the week is by Juicy J, featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. And it's the song called Bands I Make Her Dance. And the reason this is my song of the week, I don't know if you've been following the Alex Ovechkin chase, goal chase.
Yes.
And I don't know how this has become his thing, but he, before games, is always doing the Bands I Make Her Dance. And he's like, when he's getting pumped up to go out, and it's obviously they're either at some bar or something. There's definitely got to be a backstory behind it. But they love it. The Washington Capitals and fires them up, and they're one of the top teams in the NHL right now. So it's obviously a good pump up song for them.
It's a great song. Yes, bands do make them dance, and the DCR, Dan Rosen from the Edmonton Oilers, our friend from the Oilers, he introduced me to that song years ago. Actually, that song.
Oh, really?
I think of him. Yeah, he's like, oh, you should check out this song. It's pretty cool. My song of the week, a throwback. Big time here, 1979-ish. And my song is one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands, Canada's original party band, aka Trooper, and their song, Here for a Good Time, Not a Long Time. Great song. I was just in Vancouver last week. It always reminds me of Vancouver. They're from Vancouver. We tried to go see them last summer. I was unable to make it due to the night before being a little bit late, and I was stuck in bed for an extra day. But for this one, I'm going to call it one of my favorite songs of all time, Here for a Good Time, Not a Long Time by Trooper. It's a good way to sort of, as we finish our season here, for us to have. So with that, that's my song of the week. One of my favorites.
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, well, everybody, yeah, thanks for listening. Episode 75 in the books. We're going to have one more episode left of this season. It'll be a wrap-up episode probably 2 weeks out from now when Puffy's back from the Masters. It'll be a post-Masters, what is the tournament you're in right now? City Finals, and then City maybe final. Pre or mid, whatever the next one is called. That you might
OHFs. Maybe it'll be a OHFs.
You've never been to OHFs, right?
No, we're 0-3 in City Finals, so we're trying not to become the next Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so we'll have one more wrap. That's it for season 2. It's been a great season. Thanks, everyone. One more episode. Check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check us out on all platforms, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Instagram. DM us. We look forward to it. And Stoff, thanks so much for making all this stuff happen. Puff, anything before we hang up here?
No. Just if you're playing, have fun, be safe, and stay out of the penalty box.
There you go.
In the playoffs.
All right. Everyone, thanks for listening. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. To the Rink podcast is out.